A lot of times in life, we get into this whole trap of being in a state of fear, fear of the unknown, fear of, you know, making mistakes, fear of success. And this is what really keeps us stuck. And even if you're somebody who's actually trying different things and not getting results, there are only two elements, there are two secrets that can actually help you make that quantum jump. And in this podcast, I'm going to jump into it. I'm so glad that you're here in this podcast, tuning in. I'm just, recording this at like 12:30 in the night. Just a burst of inspiration. I thought I'll just come sit here. And I was contemplating on a few ideas, I was looking at how I was, the point where I was really broke. I was constantly living in that state of fear. There was more month than there was money in the bank account. A lot of tension at home, wife asking me what's going on. That entire state of struggle, kids growing up. In fact, my first son was growing up. We had to really borrow money to pay the school fees. And, it is really that whole state of anxiety, scarcity, and all that stuff that comes along with it, the conversations that at home. And if you're somebody who's kind of been going through that, or you're going through that right now, I can totally, totally feel that. Okay. And I know that feeling. Okay. And in the last 15 months, that growth that I have been through, it has to be with some element of grace. It has happened with some element of grace. And I could decode that there are two elements, so that there are two secrets that actually has contributed to this growth. Okay. The first element is the whole concept of frequencies. See, everything is a frequency in this world. Thought is a frequency, sound is a frequency, light is a frequency. And we actually have that choice of which frequency we want to imbibe. And if we don't choose, we automatically get into the frequency of the masses. And we get into the frequency of the surroundings, the environment that we actually pick up. So the first principle which I want to dive deep into is how you can shift your frequency and how frequencies can shift your life and your lifestyle. And this is in all areas of life. Looking at money is one, dimension of life. There is health, which is another dimension of life. Relationships is another dimension of life, and spirituality as well. And I believe that in all of these areas, frequency has a large part in this. So for example, you can raise your vibration in all of these areas if you associate yourself with the things, with people, with videos, with audios, with courses, seminars, environments, which are surcharged with a high vibrational frequency. So for example, if you want to raise your money frequency, you got to start tuning into the frequency of millionaires and see how you can align yourself with their thought process. I mean, today, there's so much of information out there. You can just go on YouTube. You can search for what's the mindset of billionaires, traits of millionaires, traits of billionaires, or just go and read some autobiographies of some of the world's biggest, millionaires, Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett. You can just go on Bill Gates. You can go and look at exactly how they're living their life and how do they think. So in order to raise your money frequency, it's so easy for you to access that information, but you need to be open to giving yourself the permission to accept that frequency into your life. And just to go a little deeper on this, I was struggling for many years financially. And it was when I surrendered to my mentor and I started to tune into his frequency. I would watch his videos over and over and over again. And I would try to think about how he thinks, what kind of decisions would he make. In any particular situation, how would he react? So when I was looking at those kind of patterns and when I was comparing that with my current life back then, there was, I could see like a world of a difference. And it's by having that awareness of frequency at the first level that started to open the gates of prosperity. Okay, so that's the first step. So money is a frequency. If you want to raise your relationship frequency, let's say you're not having a very good relationship with your partner with a few family members. Then start to tune into those people who are overflowing with love and compassion. You know, pick role models who epitomize relationships. And it is not that you have to be, you know, in track with every single relationship. There are definitely some people who are not meant to be in your life. There are a few people who are truly, you know, in their own orbit. So the best way is to acknowledge, respect, give them their space, and be in your own orbit. Okay, so it's as simple as that. So even when it comes to raising your relationship frequency, it's all to do with love, you know, and compassion for fellow human beings. So genuinely, if you care for people, if you are a people lover, with the intent to helping people grow without having any kind of a motive that, like, of envy or jealousy or any of that stuff, right? Your frequency will really come through. People will be able to see through it. They'll be able to feel your message. Even if it's just a small sentence that you say, they'll be able to feel it. The message will actually land. Okay? So you can raise your frequency in relationships. Then we have the health frequency. And health frequency is more to do with how do you approach your whole ability, or how do you approach gratification. Okay, so it's as simple as that. See, when it comes to health, it comes down to the 2-inch tongue. Yeah, the 2-inch tongue can either make you super healthy, or it can take you to on the other end of the spectrum. Okay, so you can raise your health frequency by tuning into those people who are already tuned in that level, or who are ready to kick butt to get you back into shape. Okay. Sometimes it's good to have a coach. Sometimes it's good to have a health trainer or someone who can actually put you back into shape and to make things happen, or an accountability partner and so on. Okay. And usually when it comes to a topic like health, we get into this whole mode of getting back healthy only if something is going wrong. Okay. While the human body is working fine, even though you're putting all the junk inside it, life goes on. But once, you know, a report comes out saying that, you know, something is wrong in your body or whatever, that's when, you know, we start to take action. That's how human nature is. So I want you to start thinking in terms of health frequency, even without a situation like that arising in your life. Okay. Now let's come to spiritual frequency. This is the fourth dimension of life. And it's very, very important that, you know, we are all grounded spiritually in whatever way, form, method, process that we follow. Because, you know, you go back to any scripture, go to any great literature in the world, you know, most of them point that, you know, we are not human beings on a spiritual journey, but we are spiritual beings on a human journey. And there's much more to this. So to raise your spiritual frequency, you can tune into those masters who are living and breathing higher consciousness. Okay, more than just following Godmen blindly, tune into people who are actually true practitioners of whatever form of meditation or whatever, and who are really doing service to God. Because the best way to tune into that frequency of, you know, of a higher consciousness, of service to a higher force, a higher power, creator, whatever name that you resonate with, you need to align yourself with those kind of people. Okay. Practitioners, those who are doing it, who are living and breathing it on a daily basis, and who are able to, you know, really bring out those kind of insights based on their practical view of spirituality and practical life. Okay, so the first secret to creating that quantum jump in your life and to break out of the pattern that you may be going through right now is to be aware of your frequencies. Because not every day is a sunny day. You know, whenever you feel down, you can always remember that you can shift that frequency if you decide to. See, fear, anger, resentment, greed, envy, lust, jealousy, all these are energy suckers. They are like sure shot emotions that can drop your frequency in a matter of a few seconds. Okay? So when you are aware of this, when you're able to make that shift, that's what's going to make that difference. Okay. It's a 3-degree shift at the point of contact on a golf ball, that's going to determine a vast difference in where the ball lands. And the same thing happens even in your life. When you make those small 3-degree shifts by being aware of your frequency, then what's going to be happening in your life 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line? I mean, that kind of a shift is going to be a huge difference in the quality of life, even though you may not be seeing the results right now. Okay. Now let's come to the second secret. The second secret is all to do with systems. Okay. And my mentors has said this, you know, systems work, people fail. But if people can follow the right systems, then people can actually get things into alignment. So on one hand, I was talking about the frequencies. But when you combine the frequency concept along with the concept of habits and systems on a day-to-day basis, when I talk about systems, I'm talking about, you know, everything is a system. Like even in my business, you know, like you forget about, even life is a system. When do you wake up? What do you do the first thing? What do you do the next thing? Then what do you do on weekends? How do you get into bed? What kind of stuff that you do on a daily basis? So one is being aware of frequencies, but the other part of it is if you can systemize your day, your week, your month, your year, which is going to actually serve you and not live an ad hoc life, then what happens is you start to actually put the frequency raising or the vibration raising into practice. So let's talk about systems for some time here, okay? See, if you want, there are three types of changes, and I picked this up from this book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. I highly recommend that book, go check it out. And he says that if you want to really create lasting change in your life, there are three kinds of changes. The most basic form of change is where you just change the outcome, which means you want to make more money, or you want to lose weight, or you want to improve the relationship, or whatever. Okay, that's like the, you want to change the outcome of the current situation in which you are in. That's the most basic form of change. The better level is to deciding to change your process. So rather than focusing on the goal, you focus on the process. So when I talk about process, let's say you want to like lose weight. You want to say lose 10 kilos. That's your goal. Now, rather than focusing on the goal, just drop that. You see, the goal has given you direction. Now that's it. Okay, you have to lose 10 kilos. Don't keep looking at 10 kilos losing anymore. Now you focus on the process. What is that process that you can implement into your life? What's the system that you can implement in your life that can help you move fast towards that goal? So the system can be as simple as wake up in the morning and hit the gym with your trainer. So find a trainer and let the trainer be accountable. I mean, you be accountable to the trainer, okay? So that is a system, or that is a process. So if you want lasting change, deciding to change your process is better than just deciding to change your outcome. Because deciding to change your outcome is still just on a goal level, which is good for directions, but for implementing that is to change the process. But there's one level which is much deeper than this, where if you want like everlasting change, where you would never ever bounce back, is you deciding to change your identity and beliefs about yourself. So rather than just saying, okay, I want to lose 10 kilos, that's the basic level. Or the second is a process, okay, I'm gonna hit the gym for an hour a day with my trainer, which is the process, okay? Deciding to change, it said lose 10 kilos is the outcome. Deciding to follow a regimen on a daily basis is the process. But if you start to vocalize to yourself, I am healthy and fit, if you decide to change your identity about yourself, the way that you vocalize it, the way that you affirm, that creates massive shifts. Because it's an inside-out kind of an approach here. Okay? So the second secret to creating massive quantum jump in your life is to systemize your entire life. How do you do that? You start by chunking it down on the most important things. So I had read this book long time back called The One Thing. So I asked myself this, what is the one thing that I can do to improve my business? And you'll get your answer. What is the one thing that I can do to improve my relationships? what is the one thing that I can do to improve my health? What's the one thing that I can do to be more spiritually grounded? What is the one thing that I can do to help more people? See, when you ask these questions, when you ask this particular question to yourself, what ends up happening is you start to remove all the fluff. And the one thing will actually emerge. And the key is to act on that one thing. Write it down. So when I wrote this down, I started to chunk my day. I made my high priority activity days and some. So on a 7-day week, I decided to first structure the week. How should my week be? So I decided that I'm going to be working only 4 days in a week. I don't want to work 3 days. Rather, it's not like work, but I want to do a lot more thinking and family time and stuff. So I decided to knock off Wednesday. So Wednesday is a thinking day. I don't want to do any work. I don't want to like focus on anything. I just want to think about new ideas for my business. Monday, Tuesday, I do my webinars and stuff. Thursday, Friday, I work. Saturday is family day. And Sunday is spiritual day. So when I set that intention on the week format, how I wanted it to be, so I created a system for myself. Of course, I'm not following it 100%. There's always life and there's ad hoc stuff that keeps going on. But at least 70 to 80%. You know, if you set that intention, you'll start to fall in line with that. So when you set the structure for the week, then you set the structure for the day. So what time do you wake up? You know, when do you do webinars? So my calendar is kind of chalked out. And where you also give a lot of thinking and buffer time for yourself. And when you do that, you'll realize that you can actually get a lot more done than just living life day by day by day. Okay. So to recap, in this podcast, I want to establish the two most important points, which is shifting your frequency and raising your frequency and implementing the systems that can actually drive you to help you achieve your goals, provided you know exactly what you want. These two things can create a massive shift, a massive jump in your life. Okay. So if you're somebody who's been struggling and if you're somebody who is really looking forward, you have that hunger and that fire in you to really make a difference in other people's lives, then this is what you need to focus on. Okay. These are the two secret concepts that can quantum jump your growth. Now, if you found this podcast useful and if you had an aha moment listening to this, just share in the comment box below. If you're listening to this on my blog, just share below on what was your biggest takeaway. And I would like to read that. Okay. And if you're still not yet a part of my inner circle community, or if you're not going through my Freedom Business Model coaching system, then I would like you to go to this link and register for my next webinar. Okay. There's go to sids.co/start. Okay. So sids.co/start. And that is your starting point to getting on this journey. You'll reach a page, you'll have multiple links over there. Register for my next live webinar where we can engage and interact with each other. You may also find a link where you can go through one of my free courses and you know, you'll be able to get up to speed on how you can build a business online, which is information based, where you can really create communities and you can create a huge impact in a lot of people's lives with the knowledge that you have. Because I believe that the fundamental education system, I believe that the current education system fundamentally needs to change. And for that to change, we need to change the way we teach, change the way we learn. And my entire methodology is based around that concept. To help you become a digital leader, to help you become a digital coach, to help you make a difference in the world and make a lot of money and bring your highest values up in your life. Okay. So if your values are family, spirituality, giving, contribution, all this stuff, then this is going to be your next step. Go to sids.co/start and check it out. We'll either meet live in the webinar or catch up in the course. Looking forward to reading your comments below. Cheers and God bless.